Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
I know it's Wednesday, but I have to give a little ear's warning because the next conversation might not be suitable for smallies. And remember, you can always catch this chat later on our podcast because I have a real life love at first sight story that is only fit for the big screen, I tell you. And I've Katie and Rob on the line from Australia to tell us all about it. Good morning, Katie. Good morning, Robbie. How are you?
Hey, very good.
Oh, hello. Katie, are you there? Hi, Katie. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Deadly. Okay, so first of all, I must say congratulations on your wedding. Katie, how long have you been married now?
Thank you. We were married in February, so 3-4 months now.
Wow. And how's married life?
Amazing. Very connecting to each other as we grow, you know?
Okay. It was a short enough relationship and engagement before the both of you decided to elope. Isn't that right, Robbie?
Yeah. I actually kind of told all my friends straight away. I knew she was different. I knew it was the one. And so I actually started kind of planning not long after we met how I was going to propose. I just kind of knew it.
Oh, my God. Hang on. You meet her, you go on a date, and you thought, this is the woman for me.
Yep. On our first date, when I got her, our first proper date, when I got her phone number, I put it in as Katie Wifey in my phone.
Oh my God. What is it about Katie?
It's just, like, to be honest, it's just that deep communication and knowing that you can kind of talk about anything and, like, even the hard things for us. The way we communicate is just so, like, it's just so easy.
And Katie, can you take us through your whirlwind romance? Where did you meet?
Yeah, we met in a bar through a mutual friend, and Rob introduced himself. And at the beginning, I was like, oh no, he's not for me. But this was just kind of when we chatted in the bar, and then we went on to a proper date, which was a hot air balloon ride. I loved the date and the connection talking to Rob more than the actual hot air balloon ride itself. And after that first week of dating, we met each other 3 times, and I left him and I was like, I'm going to marry him. And I just knew. We connected so well, and he was just like no one I've ever met before.
Oh, my God. Now, I suppose, Katie, there's something about Rob that raises some people's eyebrows when they hear it, because he is a porn star.
He is.
And were you familiar with his work?
Yeah, so I knew what he did for work before we actually met. And I think that's what was a put off-ish on the actual first time I came to meet Rob. But then after the communication and the connection and the times that we hung out together, I was like, oh, there's so much more behind his name of Robbie Oz the porn star. And I want to get to know him more. And I'm so glad I did let myself get to know him, because when we got married a couple of months later.
Okay, amazing. Robbie, you're fairly good at what you do. It says here you're the number one educational content creator in Australia on OnlyFans with 22,000 subscribers, and you're in the top 60 on the on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Deadly.
Yeah, look, I like to bring something a little bit different. So I'm bringing the education side of porn, which realistically there aren't many people doing out there. So, I guess that kind of sets me aside from everyone else in the industry.
So what kind of stuff?
Lots of, like, how-tos. So I'm big on the how-tos, whether it be from how to squirt or how to communicate better with your partner or talk about desires. So just kind of, yeah, like I'm so many people say, it's like I'm doing how-to YouTube videos on Pornhub.
Okay, amazing. And Katie, you're not in the adult entertainment industry. No, you. What do you do?
When I met Rob, I was a kindergarten teacher.
All right.
And a fitness athlete.
Deadly.
And gradually, I'm not into the porn scene as much as Rob. I have starred in one of his films recently, but that's not something that I'm going to carry on for a main job like he does.
Okay. And what was that like? Were you a bit self-conscious? How did you get in the, like, Jesus Christ, did you need a load of gin? How did you get out? What happened?
I must be honest. It was actually, I was thinking to myself, it's like, am I going to do this? Is this what's happening? And it was a lot of self-judgment, actually. I was like, oh, what's my mum going to think? Is this okay? And I kind of dropped all of that. And I thought, no, I'm happy. I really want to do this. And let's go for it. And and so I did. It was fun. It was enjoyable. I really had a great time. But it's like, that's Rob's job and that's what Rob does.
Okay. And on paper, he seems very good at it. What's it like watching yourself back? Did you think, oh God, he's such a pro. I wish I did this better. Is it hard to watch yourself back in a porn?
For myself, it was obviously the first time that we're actually on camera together. And for me, that was the first time actually seeing Rob on camera on set. And I was their presence. And it's funny because our sex was so different. So obviously we just have our normal sex. And when he's on camera, he's a little bit different. He's very conscious of the camera, making sure the angles are correct.
Winking really at the camera. Playing up to the camera.
And making sure all the best angles I've got for his viewers, yeah.
But come here, I have to ask, going to bed with a porn star for the first time, how did you feel?
I think I was a little bit intimidated, actually. Mm. I was like, oh, he's done this with 100,000s of girls before, or how is this going to be? And yeah, I will be honest, at the start it was a bit like, oh, is this how we do it? And then as time got on, with the connection and relationship we actually created together, you could just see, and I could see with him, with other girls and with me, how different our sex and love was.
Yeah. Okay. And Rob, how's business?
Yeah, very good. Yeah. I mean, it's kind of great because I feel like the days of, you know, porn being sister stuck in the washing machine is kind of gone.
Yeah.
And people are actually enjoying seeing real connection and real sex now. So I think that I'm lucky to be in this era, and especially with OnlyFans, it's kind of, you know, bringing all that real stuff in, which is pretty cool.
Well, fair play to you. But how many times a week are you riding the box off someone?
Look, it's certainly interesting now I'm married. Normally doing 2 to 3 scenes, which means that, you know, I leave enough time for Katie and I to also do to have our intimate time as well. Going to make sure I balance it well.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Katie, do you ever get jealous, or do you ever get bothered by his job vocation?
It's not so much I get jealous. I guess the relationship that I'm in, it's given me no choice but to like dive into my own insecurities and jealousy, really. But it's more so the jealousy is kind of like, oh, I wish that was me. Like, it's more, yeah, I wish it was me.
Yeah. I mean, was there ever a discussion of Rob giving up what he does when you got married? I mean, was that ever a topic?
He has definitely dampened it down a little bit since we have been together. But that's Rob. That's who he is. That's what he does. And I've chosen
married
for who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I knew that before him. So I'm not, if I ask him to change, that change in who he is, and he probably won't be the same person if he changes. So I don't ask him to change. I know that's work, and our relationship is different.
Is there a cutoff point, Rob, for you? I mean, you know, you're in your prime at the moment. You know, you're doing great things on Pornhub, but is there, do you set yourself a limit? Do you think, Jesus, I don't want to be doing this when I'm 50 or 60? Or
probably kids. We definitely want to have kids. So I think when it comes around to that time of having kids, I'd say that'll be time to, I guess, transition into that next stage of life, potentially.
Okay. So you have talked about it. Is it difficult to separate your work life from your home life, Rob? Or are you a pro at that now?
No, yeah, look, it's certainly, to me, it's just like going to a normal job. It's so normal now. And then, you know, in my home life with Katie, like you said, there's a whole different feel around it. Like, I'm very vulnerable with Katie, and that's probably part of why it works. So it's very different to that kind of work life where I'm Mr. Confident and, you know, kind of taking control.
Graham on the team here, he's sitting outside. He wants to know, how did you get into it?
So I actually, my own journey and the lessons that I had kind of took me on a wild journey. I went through, you know, being in the swingers scene, and then I ended up doing this tantric hippie retreat and, you know, all this stuff. And it was basically my own learnings that gave me the inspiration to be a sex coach. So I did sex coach training and that was probably about 7 or 8 years ago. So I started as a sex coach and then transitioned into, I guess, the niche that I'm in now.
Do you prefer the title sex coach?
Yes.
Yeah. It's a bit, yeah. Yeah, because it sounds better. It sounds more, I don't know, professional,
yeah,
or something.
And the cool thing is like, I guess they call me a porn star because I'm on Pornhub.
Yeah.
But, you know, the fact that I'm, you know, doing things a little bit different, and I'm thinking, honestly, that I want to change, you know, a little bit of that next generation. It's like literally sitting down and communicating to whether it's your wife of 10 years or a new girl you're about to have sex with, have a talk about what your desires are. What are your boundaries? Stuff like that.
And what do your family think about what you do? Did it take them a while to get used to it?
Nah, look, I've been a little bit different since I was very young. I brought two girlfriends home to Christmas when I was 19. So they've had lots of time to get used to me.
Good on you. And you need to tell me more about this tantric retreat. Just send me the details to the email. That'd be great. Can you tell me about the wedding then? How was that? And how did you do it, Katie? How did that go?
Yeah, so we chose to elope because my parents are over in the UK and I'm here in Australia. Mm-hmm. And due to the current travel restrictions, we couldn't have all my family over and we wanted to get married. So that's why we chose to elope. And it was perfect. It was a day. It was just between us. We literally had so much fun and enjoyment. There was a moment we were walking through the forest nature to get some photos, and I've picked my dress up and just walked through the mud and we just had a laugh. And we weren't rushed or anything, but we definitely will be having a wedding party. The Greatest Showman themed later down the track, where my parents and my friends and family from the UK can come over.
Amazing. And people can follow you guys on social media, is that right? Where can they go on Instagram?
Yeah, Instagram, it's Katie Fit, and TikTok. And we have a YouTube channel, which is Robbie Oz and It's Katie Fit. So all of our content is on there.
Deadly.
We also have a website with
Robbie Oz. Yes. RobbieOz.com. Okay. So everything is on there and people can go to all your social channels and check out what you do. Listen, it's congratulations, first of all, again. Congratulations again and best for the future. Thank you so much for coming on and speaking to us this morning. And I wish you the best of luck in all that you do and have a fantastic wedding party.
Thank you so much.
Bye, guys. Bye, bye, bye. There we go. That is Katie and Robbie, newlyweds who eloped. He's a porn star, sex coach, whatever way you want to call it. They were lovely, weren't they?
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.